بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سفیان ثوری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے کسی نے کہا، کیا وہ شخص بھی امر بالمعروف کرے جسے یقین ہے کہ اس کی بات قبول نہ ہوگی؟ سمن آس حضرت سفیان ثوری رحمۃ اللہ علیہ. دیٹ شوڈ اے پرسن ہو ہیز یقین یس از کنوینس دیٹ اف ہی if he gives someone nasihat, practices amar bil ma'ruf nahi an munkar, advises a person, that person will not accept it or reject it if he has that conviction, because of experience, you know, this person will not accept. Then also should he continue making amar bil ma'ruf to such a person? To aapne farmaya haan, taake Allah ta'ala ke nazdik wo maazoor ho jaye. He said yes. Yes, continue with his amal bil ma'ruf nahi an munkar, so that he will have a valid argument by Allah Ta'ala, and that he had not abandoned this obligation of amal bil ma'ruf nahi an munkar. In this regard, Allah Ta'ala mentions in the Quran, إِذْ قَالَتْ أُمَّةٌ مِّنْهُمْ لِمَا تَعِذُنَا قُمَنِ اللَّهُ مُهْلِكُمْ أَوْ مُؤَذِمُ عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. This an incident happened during the Bani Israel. Allah Ta'ala had prohibited Bani Israel from working or doing anything on Yom Sib, the seventh day, on Saturday, that was the holy day. They were not allowed to do anything but ibadat on that day. So a group amongst them, they schemed a way of schemed a way of trapping fish, because on other days the fish, this was a test from Allah Ta'ala's side, in the water, in the river, the fish was very few fish, but on Saturday they came in shoals, huge numbers, amount. So what they dug some channels and on the Friday, and led the water into pools they formed, so the fish would get trapped in there. So they wouldn't Saturday go out and fish, but on Friday they made this arrangement in this manner, so that on a Saturday when the shoals of fish come, then they will get trapped there. So then on Sunday they will go take out the fish, catch the fish. Now that scheme also, it was the thing, it was in violation, the thing, of the thing of the day of Ibadat. So this group amongst them said, made Amar bin Ma'ruf to them, said, what you people are doing, it is wrong. They said, no, we are not doing anything on Saturday, we are not working on the Saturday. Say, but you have planned the scheme of yours, so that on a Saturday, in this manner, the fish get trapped. This also is in violation of the sacred day. So they ignored that. So another group telling these people, who telling the people, the pious people who are making Amar bin Ma'ruf, and telling them, لِمَا تَعِذُنَا قُمَنِ اللَّهُ مُحْرِكُمَا وَعَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. Why do you waste your time in understanding? Why do you make Amar bin Ma'ruf to such a people whom Allah Ta'ala will be destroying or afflict them with a severe punishment? So and then this, the people who make Amar bin Ma'ruf replied, قَالُوا مَعْذَةً رَبِّكُمْ. In order to have a valid argument by Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. What is the argument? That we did not maintain silence, Ya Allah. When your ahkam, your laws were being violated, we did not maintain silence. We spoke the haq, proclaimed the haq. It is not the obligation or the duty of the one who makes amr bil ma'ruf nahi an munkar to give hidayat. He cannot give hidayat. The anbiya Allah ta'ala, ma alayna illa balagh. Allah ta'ala orders the anbiya to say, upon us is nothing but to deliver the message. Allah Ta'ala is telling our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you are not a god over the people. You can't give them hidayat. Just deliver the message. That is all. The rest leave it to Allah Ta'ala. So So he said, Ma'azatan ila rabbikum, wala allahum yattakoon. And perhaps, we do not know, perhaps they might just accept, some of them might heed this, the warning, the nasihat, and come onto the right path. So Sufyan Sawrahman said that even if the people do not accept it, that's not your worry, don't worry about that. You just discharge the message, the obligation of Amal bil Ma'ruf, so that you will have a valid case on the day of Qiyamah by Allah Ta'ala. Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi farmati thay, neki roti hui chali gayi. Hadha Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi say, there is some 1300 years ago. He said, goodness, virtue, goodness has departed crying, lamenting. There's no one to take me, no one. Everyone is trampling upon me and goodness has left the dunya. All burai hansti hui aayi. And evil has come laughing, happy. That there's no goodness has gone. And I am in that place. And so evil times, he say, the people have become. Concluding this chapter of Amr bin Ma'ruf and Nahi al Munkar, Hazrat Allama Sharan rahmatullah says, "Bas ae dost, in khasrato ko apne aap par jaanch." He's addressing this, although it's in general, it applies to everyone, but in particular to the ulama. Allama Sharan rahmatullah has written this kitab for the ulama, the buzurgs. He say, oh my friend, examine yourself in the light of these aspects, these in light of Amr bin Ma'ruf, this method in which we have heard, which I have explained, the methods and the manners and the ways of Amr bin Ma'ruf, of the people of the Salaf-Salihin, of the people of former days. You must examine yourself in the light of the Nasir. ताकि तुझे मालूम हो कि तू भी बुराई को बुरा जानता है या नहीं, so that you can understand, you examine yourself with ikhlas, with sincerity, then you will be able to understand whether you are also believe understanding evil to be evil or not. Understand what is evil and you understood it. और क्या तू इन लोगों में से हैं जिनको अल्लाह ताला महबूब रखता है या नहीं? And so that you can understand whether you are amongst those people whom Allah Ta'ala loved or not. Or kya tu ne Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ki shariat ki imdad ki hai. And whether you have helped the shariat, the deen of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the shariat which Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has brought from Allah Ta'ala, you must examine yourself and try to understand, am I a helper of the shariat or not? And this also said, "Tumayat zaman al qabd al din al qabd al jamar." There'll come a time and age when the one who holds on the deen is be like he's holding on a burning coal. The deen will be without any helpers. Ya usay bila madad choraka. Oh, are you amongst those who have left this deen without any helpers? Allah Taala kuwakun ansarra, become the helpers of Allah. Mean Allah Taala deen. Must help Allah Ta'ala's deen. Haan ke tujhe guman hai ke tu Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ka naib honne ki haisit se logo ko Allah Ta'ala ki taraf pukarte hai. Kyunki Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ne apne baad ulama ummat ko apni shariat ka ameen banaya hai. So you must reflect on it. Because you, is referring to ulama, you regard yourself to be the representative of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said that after me, the ulama are the trustees of the shariat. Al ulama, umana ur rusul. That the ulama are the trustees of the shariat, of the anbiya. They are the trustees to Allah. So, by virtue of you being recognized as an alim amongst the people, you are under the impression that you are a representative of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But in reality, what have you done? You have abandoned the deen. You give occasion, you give talks, and you yourself don't make amal upon it. And you abstain from Amr bin Ma'ruf. You give such talks and just stories and speak about fazail and virtues in order to be in the good books of the people. Aajkal, akthar logon ne apne afaal wa akwaal اور برائی پر خاموش رہنے سے شریعت مطہرہ کو بے مدد چورا ہوا ہے. You see, nowadays, Allama Shahrinas, he was of the 10th century, Islamic century, 450 years ago, he said. Today, most people, referring to most of the ulama, by means of their actions and their statements, and by means of their silence on evil, when evil, sin, transgression is committed, that they are silent. Like the Misa said, As-Sakitu al-Haqi, Shaitan al-Akhras, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the one who remains silent when the on the Haq is like a dumb Shaitan. So, no, most of the people, most of the ulama, today, by virtue of this, by means of the silence, when the Shariat is being violated, they have left the Shariat, this pure Shariat, they have left it unaided without any helpers. Oh, sab tarif Allah ke liye, jo tamam jahano ka parwardigar hai. All praise and to Allah, who is the creator, the sustainer of all the worlds.